Thank you for having me back with you again.
非常感谢让我再次的回到你们中间。
It is so good to be with you again.
非常高兴的再一次在你们的身边。
And it was lovely to see that photograph you had a little while ago.
很高兴的看到刚才我们在欢迎的时间所见到那张图片。
Because it is like looking at a small picture of heaven.
因为在从这个照片的当中，我们就好像看到只是一个在天堂里面的一个照片。
Now this morning I'm going to mention that you might wonder why I'm wearing this.
大家可能就奇怪，为什么今天早上我会带着一个检验纸的东西在我身上？
Did anybody not get one piece of a puzzle?
有没有朋友身上今天没有拿到这个小小的这个拆头啊，这个 puzzle 的
yeah, ？So you've all got your piece.
你们都应该有了是吧？有没有没有的？好，你们都有了。
Now tell me, please look at it.
我邀请你们看看这个小的图，这个东西。
And tell me what the picture is.
我想你们能够告诉我究竟这个图画，这个东西，你手上拿的这个东西是什么东西来的？究竟这个图画里边的是什么东西呢？
There is an honest lady and there is an honest man. They shake their heads.
很多朋友们已经开始在摇头了。
Because it is only part of a bigger picture.
因为这只是一个这个大的图画里边一个很小的一部分。
And it's like our Bible reading this morning from the Gospel of John.
就好像我们今天在这个读经的里边，我们从这个约翰福音里边所念到的一样。
You look at it and you think, what is it all about?
当我们只是在看这一小部分的时候，我们会在想，究竟他要告诉我们什么？
But our Bible reading this morning actually helps us to see what the picture is.
来，从今天我们这个约翰福音的第一章二十九到三十节的里边，让我们能够看到一个全面的图画。
That is not the picture.
这个不是一个完全的图画。
That's one that Carson has got from somewhere and put up on the screen.
这个只是我从哪里找出来的一个小图画。
But you see, if you like doing these sort of puzzles, it can be very frustrating.
但是当你只喜欢玩这种砌头游戏的时候，因为有些时候觉得，哎呀，这真的是很烦呢。
Especially when you come to near completion, and you find that there are a couple of pieces missing.
特别你已经差不多要完成的时候，你发现为什么好像有几个小片是不见了。
My wife loves doing these puzzles.
我的太太是非常喜欢做这种游戏的。
She sometimes gets a 1,000 piece puzzle.
她有些时候做她了1,000片的图画。
And spreads it out all over our dining room table.
在我们的餐桌的上边，把它整个完全的弄出来。
And for about 2 weeks,
用了两个星期的时间。
I have to eat my lunch off a tray because I can't get to the table.
在这两个星期的时候，我的晚餐就是在我腿上的这个小小的盘子上面吃了，因为没办法去到这个桌子里了。
Pieces spread out everywhere.
这些小片在整个桌子上面都抛满了。
And after about 2 weeks, suddenly, then the picture starts to shape up.
但两个星期之后，这个图画开始出现了。
I remember once she came to me very sad.
有一次她来到我的面前，她的面上带着很愁的面容。
She said, "I was given this puzzle by a friend."
他说到，是我一个朋友送我这个砌头的。
And I think there are 2 pieces missing.
但是我感觉到在这1,000块的里边有2片不见了。
Now you may wonder what that's got to do with the Bibles.
你可能在想，究竟这和这个圣经有什么关系呢？
Two things.
有两件事情。
Number one, in our second reading this morning,
在我们今天第二个读经的里边
，from Romans chapter 12 verse 5,
从罗马书第十二章的第五节里边
，it says, Although we are many,
他说到虽然我们是很多的，
we are really only one body in Christ,
但是我们在基督里是成为一体的。
So that when I look out on you this morning,
所以当我在这个时候看到你们的时候，
I really don't see about 40 people,
我并不是只是看到40来人。
I really should be seeing one person,
我应该只是看到只是一个人，
that is the Lord Jesus.
从你们当中看到主耶稣基督。
We need to remember,
我们是要去记得的，
that the Bible teaches us that we are all parts of His body.
圣经常常告诉让我们记得的是，我们都是在基督里边的一份子。
If we have claimed Him as our Savior,
当特别是当我们说到他就是我们救主的时候，
That's the first picture.
这是这个第一个我们要见到的图画。
But the second picture relates to our third Bible reading from John chapter 1.
而第二个图画就有关的我们今天这个正道的经文里面，在约翰福音里面第一章。
I want you to try and imagine a scene by a river.
我现在希望你们去想象一下，你们在看到是一个、河流。
It is way back in the time of Jesus.
这个在、sorry, is the
way back in the time of
the one before. Is it the river or what?
The river.
The river.
Jordan.
这个约旦河。这个时候我们在思想的回到耶稣的时代了。
A very strange looking man, even stranger than me.
有个人他的样子有点奇怪，比牧师还要奇怪。
His name was John the Baptizer.
啊，他就是施洗的约翰。
And John was baptizing people.
这个约翰他在约旦河里边去把让人受到施洗，让他受洗礼。
Who had heard his message?
那些人听到他的信息。
And knew they needed to turn from their sins.
他们知道他们要从他们的罪里边啊去离弃他们的罪。
Because John had told them,
因为约翰告诉他们
that if they turned from their sins,
只要他们离弃他们的罪，
God would wash them clean of all the stain of wickedness.
只要他们愿意离弃他们的罪的时候，神就会清洗他们所有的罪，他们所有的罪恶。
And so his pouring water over them or pushing them into the water was a sign of what God could do. He could wash away their sin.
所以约翰为人施洗的时候，他把水弄在他们头上，还是把他们整个人弄到水里面去，这是一个标记，一个标记让他们能够知道神可以清洗他们的罪。
One day when he was doing this,
而有一天当约翰在为人施洗的时候，
He suddenly stopped in the middle of his sermon.
他忽然之间在他讲道的时候，他突然停下来了。
And he looked and he pointed.
他在这个时候，他看到一个人，然后他把他指出来。
A man was walking down the path towards the crowd.
有个人从上边从半山上边慢慢走下来，向着他们走过来。
That man was actually Jesus.
而这个人就是耶稣了。
And when John saw him,
当约翰见到耶稣的时候，
he stopped and he pointed to him and said, Look, there is the Lamb of God.
他见到这个时候，他停止一切，向人群告诉人群说，你们看，这是神的羔羊，
who will take away all our sins.
这个神的羔羊将会洗净我们所有的罪。
Now, here is where the picture comes in.
那现在就是这个图画，我们开始能够看到了。
Many people read the Old Testament.
很多很多的人，他们的对旧约的圣经他们都很熟。
And they say, what has this got to do with Jesus being the Savior?
他们在问，这和耶稣是我们的弥赛亚，是一个救主有什么关系呢？
In the same way as when I look at my piece of the puzzle,
同样的，当我看着我这个小小的东西的时候，
I might say, what's this picture? What's this part of a picture of?
我在想，究竟这个小片的东西，究竟在这个图画的里面应该是在哪里呢？
And it is like my wife.
同样的，好像我的企图。
When she does her puzzles,
当她在做她的企图的时候。
That day she came to me and said, "There are two pieces missing."
她说到我有两片不见了。
She was nearly crying.
她差不多要哭出来了。
Because she'd worked for weeks to get this picture done.
她花了几个星期把这个图画来砌出来。
And two of the very central pieces were missing.
而在中间有两片的这个小东西竟然是不见了。
And the picture was spoiled.
啊，现在这没有这两片小东西的时候，整个图画好像就不成了。
Now, I know what this is part of it. What this is the picture of.
啊，他现在我知道我这一小片是什么东西了。
And at the end of the service, I will tell you.
啊，我在当这个讲到完的时候，我再告诉你啊。
But you see, many people read the Bible and say, "What does this mean?"
很多朋友他们都来打开圣经看，但是常常看完之后，他的问题还是在问，究竟他要告诉我们什么呢？
It would be like me holding the box of pieces in front of you and saying, "What is this a picture of?"
就好像我们拿着这个气球一样，我们打着一堆的这个碎片，我们不知道它究竟要代表什么呢？
All the pieces mixed up, you might think, "I don't know what that is a picture of."
当我们在只是看到这些碎片的时候，我们没办法知道究竟他要告诉我们什么。
Now suddenly, it all begins to make sense.
复印期间，他们开始变成有意义了。
John is the last of the great prophets.
约翰，这个施洗的约翰，是我们所说到最后的一个最伟大的一个先知。
And if you go back one picture,
one picture. Oh, hang on a second.
Three men, three tasks, one message.
三个人，三个事工，只有一个信使。
Like saying three pictures.
我来说就是三个不同的图画。
But one message.
三个不同的图画所表达了只是一个信息。
The first man is John, who wrote this book of the Bible.
第一个就是约翰，他是这个把这个约翰福音写出来的这个人。
The second man is another man called John, known as John the Baptizer.
第二个也是叫约翰，就是这个施洗的约翰。
The third man is, of course, the Lord Jesus.
第三个当然就是我们的主耶稣基督了。
Three men,
三个人
who had each had a different task to do.
他们三个人，他们每一个都有他们不同的事工，不同的任务。
But only one message.
但是他们都有只有一个信使。
Like one box of 1,000 pieces.
就好像这个企图有一千片的企图
which goes to make up one picture.
它最后出来的只是一个图画。
Now what is that picture?
但是这个图画是什么呢？
The great John the Baptizer said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
施洗的约翰说：“你们看，这个就是神的羔羊，来清洗我们的罪。”
Now, way back in the Old Testament of the Bible,
当我们回去旧约圣经的时候
which is at least three quarters of the Bible,
最起码要回去很远的地方了
God had promised to send a Savior.
神曾经答应了我们要把一个救主来给我们
and to remind the people of the Savior.
要让人知道哪个谁是这个救主了。
He told the people to take a lamb.
他告诉人把一个羔羊拿出来。
Lambs are quiet and inoffensive.
这个小的羔羊就是一条小羊，它不能够做什么事情，它很宁静的。
And often were kept as pets.
但很多时候这个小羔羊，我们就把它当作一个小的宠物一样。
But the people were to take a lamb and kill it.
但同时间，人会拿一个小羔羊，然后把它杀了。
And its blood would be poured out over an altar.
而这个小羔羊呢，把它杀了之后，他们把这个血倒在这个祭坛上。
not a nice thing.
听起来好像并不是一个什么美丽的图画。
But it was to remind all the people.
但是在这里，他要让我们每一个人都记得。
That sin that is rebelling against God.
就是我们的罪，就是我们违抗神的罪。
Was a terrible thing.
是一件很可怕的事情。
And the little lamb had to die.
我虽要用到一条小生命，就是这条羊的生命。
To show people how terrible sin was.
让这个人看到这个小生命的死去的时候，让我们知道原来这个罪是多么的严重。
But the Old Testament tells us.
但是从旧约圣经里面，他告诉我们
that the lamb was to represent a person.
而圣经当中让我们可以看到，我们知道原来这个羊它要代表了将会是一个人。
Because really, they all knew that a lamb couldn't take the punishment for people's sin.
Could or could not?
Could not.
Could not. Thank you. 他从当中我们可以知道，一条羔羊的生命是不能够代替我们的罪的。
Only a real person.Could take the punishment for another person's sin.
你只有从另外一个人他的生命才能代替了另外一个人他所犯的罪。
But Jesus was not just an ordinary person.
但我们知道耶稣不是一个普普通通的人。
In verse number 34, which is up there, 34,
在圣经的第一章的三十四节。Actually, I got that ready.
Oh, you've got it there.
Yeah, I got that. Hold on a second.
The marvels of modern technology. There.
That's 29. I got the 30, 31.
It looks like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, it is indeed. Hang on. I got the titters. Here we go.
There we go. Okay. Jesus was not only a real person.
耶稣不单单只是一个人。
But he was also the Son of God.
他同时间是神的儿子。
So it's like a person and God fused together.
这我们能够思想的就是一个人和神，他把它融为一体。
If he was just a man like me,
如果只是一个人，好像我一样。
I could only die for one other person.
我顶多就是为一个人而死。
But because he is God, he is limitless.
而因为耶稣是神，所以他是没有限制的。
And therefore can die for a limitless number of people.
而因为他是神，他是能够为无数所有的人而死。
So you can see why John got so excited when he saw Jesus coming down the path towards them.
这是我们开始能够了解使徒的约翰为什么看到耶稣走前来的时候，他是多么的兴奋。
It's just as if you're saying, "Look, there is the last piece of the puzzle."
这好像我们说到啊，这一片就是整个图画里面最后一片的这个小图片了。
Jesus is the Lamb that will take away the sin of the world.
耶稣就是那个神的羔羊，他会将我们所有的罪都洗净。
When we put that piece in, it all makes sense.
而当我们将这小片放进这个大的图画的里边，所有的事情我们都能够明白了。
And then I'm going to skip over the other verses till we come to verse 34.
Woman, is that not this is okay. 34?
Of course, how could I?
Sorry, it's that one. Sorry about
that. To verse 34.
Sorry, I should put my English.
John says, "I have seen now, and I believe."
约翰说，我曾经看过，所以我能够相信。
That Jesus is the Son of God.
我不单只相信，我能够证明他耶稣就是神的儿子。
You might say, but he's just a working man dressed in carpenter's clothes.
你可能说，这个人只是一个工薪阶层，还要穿着是一个做木工的样子的人。
Just an ordinary bloke, as we say in Australia.
只是个很普通的人。很普通
yeah, ordinary black yeah.
Ordinary.
But of course
但是当然了
If he's going to be a saviour for me and for you, he's not someone high and mighty.
他 当如果他是一个能够拯救你拯救我的人的时候，他当然是一个在高高在上的人。
God has become an ordinary person，
但是我们现在发现神他变成来到这个世界成为一个普通的人。
So that we could have confidence in him，
所以因为这样子反而我们在他里面是可以有信心。
NowCarson will do this in future weeks, but Jesus proved he was the Son of God.
在这里这个时候啊，我们在之后的时间我们会说到了耶稣他能够证明他自己就是神的儿子。
By the things and the miracles he did.
通过耶稣基督他所做的各样的神迹。
But John understood.
但是施洗的约翰他明白。
Here is the last piece of the puzzle.
耶稣就是那个最后一片的这个图片。
Who was the lamb?
谁是这个羔羊呢？
It was a person, Jesus.
这个羔羊就是这个能够拯救人的罪，是令人的罪得到赦免的羔羊，就是耶稣基督。
And John has been telling the crowds, "He's coming, he's coming, get ready."
而使徒约翰不停地告诉人群的里边说，他来了，他来了，你们准备好啊。
And suddenly God speaks to John and says, "There he is."
而忽然之间，神告诉了这个使徒约翰说，这个人就是我的儿子了。
No wonder John got excited.
所以约翰非常的兴奋。
Jesus has come.
而耶稣来到了。
Not just to die for one other person.
他不单单只是为了某一个人而死。
But his death is big enough to cover everybody.
但他的死能够使得我们每一个人都得到他的好处。
Who will believe in his name.
特别是当我们是相信他的名的时候。
Now, friends, as I finish, I just want to say one thing.
当我要圆结之前，我只是希望让大家知道一件事情。
I meet many people from many different cultural backgrounds.
我曾经见过很多很多的人，从不同的这个啊国家文化来到这里的人。
And if there's one thing that stands out as I talk to some people,
当我和他们说话的时候，都有一件事情它是跑出来的。
It is a lack of assurance of salvation.
而当中很多朋友从不同的文化来到的时候，他们中间同样的发现就是他们对救拯救、对救恩、对这个未来是没有把握的。
I say to people, if you were to die now, do you know for sure that you'd go straight to be with Jesus?
我问他们，我说如果现在你就离开这个世界了，你可以肯定你可以去到耶稣哪里吗？
And so many people say, well, I'm not sure, I hope so, I hope I've been good enough or something like that.
不同的朋友不同的方法去表达，他们说有些说、我不知道，有些说哎呀还做得不够好啊，这样子。
But our first man, John, the man who wrote the gospel,
但是我们第一个我们的另外一个 John 就是另外一个约翰，他是写这个约翰福音的这个约翰，
wrote a bit later on,
在他之后他自己这样子的写。
In a letter we call 1 John,
在我们所说的约翰一书
chapter 5 verse 13,
第五章的第十三节，
where he says, I write this verse to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
他说的我就是这些话写给你们这些信奉神的儿子之名的人。
Now this makes it a bit harder going from one language to another. What is the name of the Son of God?
什么是神儿子的名呢？
You can tell me. The name of the Son of God.
你们可以告诉我什么是神儿子的名啊？
His name is?
他的名字是什么？
Jesus. Yes, so yes. Jesus.
就是耶稣了。
Now,To me, and probably to you, the name Jesus is just a sound.
可能对你对我来说啊，耶稣这个名字可能就是可能只是一个发音，一个声音。
But in the language called Hebrew that John the Baptist would have spoken,
但是在这个希伯来文，这个就是使徒约翰他们所说的这个语言的里面。
The name means God is salvation, or God saves us.
如果在希伯来文里边，耶稣他的意义，在他们说出来的时候，这个意义就是神拯救。
So what John is saying in his letter is this.
而约翰在这个信里边，他所说到就是这个意思了。
I write this to you who believe that God saves us in Jesus.
他要说到的就是，我要写信给你们这帮相信这个神拯救我们的人。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
If you do, then this is what follows. He says, I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
他让我们这些相信耶稣的名的人知道，确定的知道，我们有永生。
And yet I meet so many people who don't understand what the word eternal means.
但是我同时间也遇到很多的朋友，他有些朋友他们说他不能够明白什么是永恒，永生里面的这个永恒是什么意义。
It means it goes on forever and can never stop.
他的意思就是一直的继续下去，永远都不会停的。
So then the person who believes that Jesus is their Savior,
当人是相信耶稣就是他们的救主的时候，
has life that goes on forever.
他们的生命将会持续的不停的继续下去。
And they don't have to fear if death is staring them in the face.
他甚至不用去担心死亡会来到他们中间。
They can have confidence.
他们是可以有信心的。
They can have hope.
他们有这个盼望了。
And above all, they can have peace.
特别的在他们中间，他们可以有平安。
Now can you see why John the Baptist got excited?
所以在这个时候，我们能够发现为什么施洗的约翰能够这样子的兴奋。
He saw the one thing that was going to make everything else come into focus.
因为他看见，虽然只是一片，但是他已经看到这，把神把所有的事情来到放到我们的眼前了。
He said, "Look, there is the Lamb."
他说：“你们来看，这个就是神的，这个就是羔羊了。
There is the Savior."
这个就是我们的救主了。
He was the one who will bring us peace.
他就是哪一个能够把平安带到我们里边的人。
He is the one who will give us eternal life if we believe.
他就是哪一个让我们因为相信他而得到永生的人。
What wonderful news.
这是一个多么美好的信息。
No wonder the old Baptist got excited.
难怪施洗的约翰他是多么的兴奋。
So friends, I want you to keep your piece of picture.
各位朋友，我希望你们都把这个小片留下来。
Take it home and stick it on your bathroom mirror.
啊，把它啊，用什么方法啦？粘在你们这个，粘在你们这个洗手间的这个啊镜子上。
Hey, do that again.
No, this is not good.
To remind you.
在用这个方法来提醒你们
that if you believe in Jesus as the Son of God,
当你是相信耶稣就是神的儿子
that you have eternal life,
你就有这个永生
and a real sense of peace,
而在中间有这个平安，永远的平安在你中间。
May the Lord bless you all.
愿神的祝福，让神的祝福与你们同在。
Now I promised I'd tell you at the end what it was.
我到最后，我曾经答应你们，到最后究竟这个是一个什么的图画呢？
This is a picture.
这个是一个什么图画呢？
Of a 1904.
这是1904年的 1904.
115 years old.
And, yes.
1904 British Humber motor car.
OK, 这是1904来在英国出产的一个 Humber, super huge big,
surrounded by trees.
Surrounded by trees, 这是一辆很大的这个四驱车，而旁边被所有的树木所包围的 Humber.
Now you know you can sleep happily tonight.
Yeah, you better don't tell us.
Let us pray.
让我们一同的祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father,
天父，我们再去感谢你
that you sent your servant John the Baptist,
你把你的仆人施洗的约翰
the great prophet,
他你这个啊伟大的先知
who showed us what the last piece of the puzzle was,
他让我们能够明白在你这个伟大的图画里面最后的这一片究竟是什么
that it was the Lord Jesus himself,
这个就是我们的主耶稣他自己
who makes helps us to make sense.
他让我们能够明白，能够了解。
Of all that the Old Testament teaches.
他让我们能够知道，明白整个旧约里边所要告诉我们的事。
And thank you that the Lord Jesus came to be Savior.
我们感谢主耶稣来到这个世上，成为我们的救主。
Turn our hearts to Him now. We pray.
让我们的心都归向他，我们求你看顾我们。
In His name we ask.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.